Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting, broadcasting, broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world, to the world, to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Aunt Jill's Bedtime Children's Story Hour.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be one of the best singers.
I want to be a modeler.
I want to be a songman.
I want to be a singer.
I want to be an
actress.
I want to be a model.
Welcome. Good day or good evening, depending where you are. Boys and girls, we're so glad that you're joining Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories. And this is a wonderful day because you know what? It is getting to be winter very soon. Our summer would be over, and that means, boys and girls, that a lot of you are going to go to school. And we're so thrilled. Because when you go to school, there's so many different things that you learn. And we want to say that it has to be Sunday. And so I know that Grandpa and Grandma and Dad and Mommy and Poppy and Uncle and Aunt and Cousin and Babysitter, they're all here and they care about you. So we want to thank you for letting us share an evening of fun in retiring the sun. Well, we know what you want to be. We heard all kinds of things from all the boys and girls. And we know that you're outside. And it's very tough to get you to come back in because you're having so much fun. So, boys and girls, what do we have to do to get you to come back in? What about you? I'm talking to you, Stephen. We know that it's real hard for your mommy to get you to come back in, especially because you're so excited from getting ready to go to school. So let's see if we can get these boys and girls back in. Here we go. Well, you know, moms and dads know how hard it is to get everyone to come back in. But we know that we have such an exciting time and so many things to do that you'll want to come in. And when we say that it's Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories, you are just running in. And, of course, you've been outside so you're all dirty because you've been in the sand. And you are so tired. Because you've got so many things. Well, maybe you might not admit to being tired, but your mommy and daddy and Nana, they know that you're tired. And I also hear, here comes Ruff, and Ruff says, I know you're tired. So we're going to make bedtime a lot of fun. But right now we know that you're not quite ready to go there. So we are going to help you get there so that you can start yawning and stretching, and there's so many things that you have to be able to do. But we're going to thank you again for coming to Blake Radio Network Rainbow Soul, and we're going to be talking about dreams and setting goals and just thinking of what kinds of things can we do when we're getting ready to go to bed. Well, I know that I had my little girl, and she told me that one of the best things that she could do was count sheep, or count buttons, or count how many earrings that her mother has. Well, can you count, boys and girls? Do you know how to count? Well, we have a story that talks about counting. Here we go. The first number is what? Ben, do you know what it is? One, that's right. So there's one little kitten sitting right by you, wearing their mittens. Okay. Sandy, do you know what the next number is? Two. Okay, there is two animals. There's an alligator and a turtle. Steven? Yes, he said three. The dog, the bear, and the sheep. One, two, three. The next number is four. Do you know what that is, boys and girls? Oh, there's the lion with the roar, the great big roar. And there is Porcupine. Porcupine's all ready for the winter and has his scarf all around him. And then there's fashionable Hippo. Hippo has his very colorful checkered pants. And there's the weasel, all ready with their apron, ready to help her mommy cook. Five fingers. Well, there's the stork, and there's the weasel, and the butterfly, and the starfish, and, of course, the lazy lion. Six mockingbirds, one koala, kangaroo, and a frog, and a ladybug. I'm not sure we're going to see very many of those soon. So that's one, two, three, four, five. Where's the other one? Oh, no, we see the little baby kangaroo sticking his hair out of mommy's, looks like a tummy, but I don't think so. We call it a pouch. The next number is seven. The fox, the owl, the beaver, the snail, worm, the fish, and, of course, the raccoon. Seven. Oh, the big number eight. The elephant, the bird, the spider, the pony, the seal, the skunk, the goat, and the mouse. Eight. Nine. Oh, my word. Can you count to all those numbers? Well, there's the spotted leopard, and of course the chimpanzee and her ballerina outfit, and the bee. Oh, no, we don't want to have the bee. And the deer, and the giraffe, and the pigeon, and of course the goat, and the duck, and chirp, 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 chirp. Wow, boys and girls. Where's the 10th one? Let's count all the animals and see if we can come to 10. One was the kitten, two the alligator and the turtle, three the bear, the dog, and the fat-ass black sheep. So far, that makes 1, 2, 3, 6. We need four more animals. The lion. The fancy hippo with his fancy little pants. The weasel with her wonderful apron getting ready to help her mommy. And the guinea pig. That makes 10. So we're all ready. Well, that was quite a list. And sometimes you might even forget who's there if you don't see them. But I know one of the things that we do. Do you know, boys and girls? Well, Shauna says that she makes a list because she's a chef and she wants to make sure that she doesn't forget anything. So she makes a long list and goes over them. just like we do with our bedtime list.
At night before you get tucked in, you check your bedtime list. There's lots to do before you sleep. So what could you have missed? Did you brush your teeth?
Yes.
So check that off your list.
I brush my teeth now and I sleep.
What else could you have missed? Are your check that off your list.
With PJs on, I brush my teeth. Now can I sleep?
What else could you have missed? Did you say your prayers?
Yes.
So check that off your list.
I said my prayers with PJs on. I brush my teeth. Now can I sleep?
What else could you have missed? Did you hug your mommy?
Yes.
So check that off the list. Check that off your list.
I hug my daddy, hug my mommy, said my prayers with PJs on. I brush my teeth. Now can I sleep?
What else could you have missed? Did you crawl in bed?
Yes.
So check that off your list.
Girls, did you do all those things yet? Well, if you haven't, while you're listening to all of the stories and listening to some of the music, you can be doing them at the same time. I know that I've done two things at the same time sometimes. I can sing a song and I can tie my shoe. Or I can even put on my sweater while I'm talking to my mommy. Number of things I can do at the same time. Can you do that too? I bet you can. Well, we're going to be with Aunt Jill's bedtime story so we can help you adjust to the winter schedule. Some of you will be getting ready to go to a babysitter in the morning or going to Nana, or you might just be taking your brothers and sisters to school. And we're going to help you be able to make it a lot easier for you so that you can remember, and you'll also know all the things that you need to do. Because we're starting the winter season, and it's already getting a little cool already. Well, as we said, some of you have already started school. And some of you have already talked to your brothers and sisters, and you've seen that they are doing all kinds of things. And when they do these things, we know that it'll be time for going to school, because you're no longer, possibly, no longer sitting in a high chair eating your food, or you're no longer getting your drink from a bottle, but now you're drinking from a cup. Or you may not be and a walker, because now you know how to walk. So many things you've learned that you didn't know How to Do Before. Now, this book is from Sesame Street, and I know a lot of you have heard about Sesame Street, and you've sung all of their songs, but this one is called Look What I Can Do. And just like all those things that I mentioned to you, you're probably going, oh, Mom and Dad, look what I can do. See me. Look, Dada. Look, Nana. Mommy. Look, Poppy. And Poppy, I know that Poppy will soon be going off to sleep. Well, here we go. Now, this is by Linda Hayward and also is illustrated by Richard Brown. Now, we know, boys and girls, the ones that always listen to the Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories, you know what an illustrator is. It's drawing. And, of course, that means not drawing on the wall, but drawing on paper. And this is by the Sesame Street Golden Press book. And if you want this book, you can be able to go to the store or order it and ask your mommy or daddy for the book. Now, look what I can do. I can cut out pictures with the safety scissors. And I can carry my plate to the kitchen sink. Can you do that, boys and girls? Look what I can do. I can hang my towel. I know that's what you did when you were taking a bath. And make sure the water doesn't run over. I can build with blocks. I know in your first day of school, which was last week, you were able to build blocks. And you made all kinds of things. You made a tall building, or you made a bridge, or you might have even built a monument. I can clean up a spill. Now, that is really nice of you. Bert was all ready with his mop and his broom and his vacuum and his cleaning tools. So that was definitely a very big helper that did all of those things for his family. I can climb to the top, going on the monkey bars. Yay! Can you do that? I'm not sure. Well, look what Cookie Monster can do. He can measure the flowers. He can mix the dough. I think he's kind of making a mess. And Cookie Monster can paint a picture. Can you do that, boys and girls? Did you paint a picture for your mommy and your daddy? And I can fold my clothes. That's what Bert has said. And I can feed my pet. I know we feed Cuddles because he wants to eat. Or we feed Papa. Make sure you get all the dog food in his bowl and not on the floor. And we can rake the leaves just like what we can do. Now, that's what we're going to be doing in a few weeks because the leaves will be coming because it'll be autumn and you'll be able to jump in them and make such a mess by using a rack. The end. So, boys and girls, was that something that you did? Did you help out? Did you help out your brother or sister or your mommy in trying to make sure that they are able to clear all the leaves and get them ready for the people to pick them up? All on the side of the room, the road. Have you played make-believe a little bit? Just a little tiny bit to decide what is it that you would like to be? Well, while we're waiting, because we wanted to make sure that you brushed your teeth, oh, boys and girls, did we play the rubber ducky song? Oh, I think we forgot that. I hope that you all are ready. Are you ready, boys and girls? Because I know that I don't hear anyone yawning. But I do know that you know what to do because you believe in yourself. And before we get to the story, the bedtime story, we want to hear the song on you believing in yourself. We already talked about what kinds of things we want to do. We want to make sure that we come in and take a bath and get our favorite PJs and make sure we give a hug and a kiss to our mommy and our daddy and our grandma and Nana. And we also want to make sure that our favorite cinnamon is right there in the bed and feeling real comfy. And we did brush our teeth and we had to make sure that our slippers were off of our feet. That kind of rhymes. Well, if you want to call, you can call us at 914-0695, and you can hear your voice. So, we're talking about getting ready to go to sleep. So, what do we do when we want to go to sleep? Do we go in the bathtub? I'm not sure. Think about it, boys and girls. Do we go in the bathtub? Or do we go to the bed? I know that some of you said that your eyes are not all the way closed right now, and you're not quite ready to go to sleep. But we're already in the bed, and we've already been tucked in by Nana, and we've already put our slippers there, right there, and we've had our favorite drink, which is water, but not too much, because we don't want to get up in the middle of the night, and we've already given all our kisses and hugs to our mommy and daddy, and we have the favorite chair right over there for Poppy, because Poppy likes to sit down, doesn't want to go to bed yet, so he's not going to lie down, but he's in his chair. So we're going to be reading Humphrey's Bedtime. It's by Sally Hunter. Are you all settled? I think I'm getting all settled, and I know that you are too. Now, this book is by Sally Hunter, and it was published by, we don't have our igloos out right now because it's not quite cold enough. The snow is not there. And, of course, you don't have to close your eyes. Sleep Away by Bob Hockley. It was Baby Jack's bedtime. Humphrey and Lottie tucked him in. Night, night, sleep tight. Baby Jack had to go first because he was the smaller. Next, it was Humphrey's bedtime. Do you have anyone that goes to bed before you do, boys and girls? Or do you have anyone that goes to sleep afterwards? Maybe you might even have some teenage brothers or sisters. But Lottie said, I'm allowed to stay up very, very late. That's because I'm the biggest. Oh, she knows exactly what should happen.
bathroom for free, got his toys all ready for the bathroom. And that's what we did when we went to our bath, boys and girls. We had our rubber ducky. And we made big bubble mountains and magic potions. And we had a lovely time. But Lottie wasn't getting ready for bed. She said her babies needed a really good wash. Oh, now she's going to be a very good mother. Pictures on the feet. That's what Mommy said. Make sure they're all on. Humphrey had hot milk and buttery toast. He felt warm and cozy in his tummy. Mop liked his too. But Lottie didn't have time for supper. She said, oh no, it's my baby's tea time. Eat it all up and you will grow big and strong. Now Humphrey had a horsey ride. Na-na-na-na-na-na, up the wooden hill to bed. Humphrey had fun. See how high he could fly. Mom said, I think it's story time now. And that's what we're doing with you, aren't we, boys and girls? It was Humphrey's best book. Once upon a time, there lived a little pixie at the bottom of the garden. He was all snuggly and sleepy. Humphrey didn't quite hear how the pixie and his friend lived happily ever after because he fell asleep before the end. And I know, boys and girls, that doesn't happen to you. You stay up longer than anyone. Shh. Night, night, little Humphrey. But Lottie still wasn't getting ready for bed. She was having problems with her baby. Lulu was being silly. Trevor wouldn't get ready for bed properly. And Barry wouldn't even lie down. And Bear had gotten lost. Lottie felt all hot and cross. Uh-oh, boys and girls. What happens when you feel... Now, Daddy came in from work. What's all this? He said. Come on, my funny little girl. Off we go. To bed. Night-night, baby Jack Humphrey and Lottie. We dream. And I think that's what she was doing, boys and girls. I think she was waiting for her daddy. Now, have you ever done that? Have you ever waited for your daddy because you wanted to tell him something? I think that some of you out there can see much like what Lottie did, waiting for her daddy to come and talk to her. Because he gives her that special ride and that hug. How could we not want to stay up for that? I still hear some of you laughing. Not ready to go to sleep. Wow. What about hearing this special song? Because we got a request from Only Imagine, Michelle Griffin. So if some of you haven't fallen asleep, maybe you might be thinking about what you could possibly be when you're sleeping. Maybe a cowboy, or a doctor, or a teacher. Or you could be an architecture building a house like he did that for you, Star. Here we go. You can only imagine what you want to be.
it would be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Yeah. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all
girls, were you imagining some of the things that you might want to be? I know that if you can't think of any, when you fall off to sleep, they'll come to you, and you will be the best at that thing that you want to be. They'll all come to you going, "You are so good, Brandy! And Tina, what are you doing?" Well, this is a book because we want to make sure that when you're imagining things, these are things that you've seen, whether you've heard someone become those, or whether you've seen your daddy or your mommy or your uncle or your aunt, you've seen what they want to be. You've seen your uncle, the pilot, or you've seen your uncle, the baseball player, or you've seen your tennis player, the cousin, all kinds of things. What do you want to be? Well, it's also exciting to know what kinds of things do dogs do? What do they want to be? So this book is called Prairies and Lobsters Wave. Now, this is by Marilyn Singer, and it was illustrated, which is, what did we say an illustrator is, boys and girls? They draw. Norman Charlie. Now, we know that when people meet, they shake hands. They hug, they give a smile, and they say, "How are you?" or "What's new?" or "What's your name?" But what about lions or bears or fish? Now, how do they greet each other? Well, that's what we're going to find out in this book. Now, this was by Henry Holt and Company. Now, when people meet each other, they shake hands, or they slap five, or they smile, or they salute, or they bow, or they embrace, or they say, "Yo," or they say, "Hello, how are you? Good morning, good evening, what's up, what's new?" They may be happy to see each other, or they may not care very much at all. Now, all of these things you're going to find out when you go to school, and you probably already found out when you go to the school during the morning and you say good day to your teachers. Now, strangers greet each other differently than people who know each other well. You wouldn't greet a new kid at school the same way you greet your best friend. You wouldn't say hello to your mother the same way you'd say hello to the President of the United States. Most greetings are very friendly and polite, but some aren't. Now, some greetings show respect for a person's rank. Most probably don't. Now, the same is true of animals. Their greetings are as many and vary as the species themselves. You know how people greet each other, but what are animal greetings like? Now, dogs have an amazing sense of smell. Can you imagine what they do? Now, where does the sense of smell come from? From your eyes? Through your ears? No, silly, your nose. So dogs sniff. Surprised that dogs use their nose to say hello. Now, when dogs and other members in the canine or dog family, such as wolves, coyotes, and now when they meet face-to-face, they're sniffing each other. So one is a male or female, or whether one is a grown-up or a puppy, and whether it wants to mate or not. If they're friendly or welcoming each other with wagging their tails or their ears are upright. Now, if you learn the dog's body language, you can figure out which dog wants to play or stay away. Now, the prairie dog, they kind of look like maybe groundhogs, but they're on the Western American plains. They're a group of prairie dogs. They live together in a big underground burrow called town, just like some of you do. You live in town, too. Now, they're friendly to members of their town, but not to strangers. And when two prairie dogs meet, they approach each other cautiously because they want to make sure that it's a friendly greeting. Now, if they are strangers, they try to bite each other. But if they are relatives or neighbors, they kiss with their lips and their teeth, and they give a quick kiss. And after the quick kiss, they huddle each other, they groom, and they play, and they have a great, wonderful time. Then there's the walrus, and the walrus you see with the long teeth. Wow, do they look mean? Well, no, that's their long tusk. And they live in a big, noisy colony of small, rocky islands, sandpits, ice floes, and most of the year, they're both male and female, and they live in separate groups and in different places. Now, when the walrus hauls itself out on the land or ice, it displays its tusks to the neighboring walrus to show how he feels. You'll see those big tusks, and you'll wonder, how long does he have those? Then there's the lobster. We've seen the lobster. Lobsters are, that's their friendly greeting. They're not trying to pinch you. That's just their way of saying hello. Now, they usually live in water, and they have a hard outer shell. But it sometimes
that I am speaking of the wind, and if
I played that little song for some of you that have wondered, how do you say hello? And that was one way, with the lullaby. Now, giraffes like to lick. They groom themselves by licking. Now, you've seen that with some of your animals. And they groom each other by licking, too. So it's no surprise that when members of a herd meet, they nuzzle and lick each other's bodies. Now, a brand new baby is welcomed to the herd by being licked and nuzzled, feeling very much welcome. Now, chimps hug. Now, the way people greet each other has a lot to do with how they feel about each other and how long they've been apart. The same is true with chimpanzees. Some chimp greetings are just a grunt and a quick glance, but others are loud and happy. And when chimps are good friends or family members meet after a long separation, they fling their arms around each other and they give hugs and kisses. They may also be eager, grunt, or scream at each other, and they may pat their companion, hold their hand, bow, grin, or thump each other on the back. Sometimes we do that with our family and friends. Now, their greetings seem kind of human-like, but they're also a little bit different than the human greetings. Now, the little baby will be low to the ground, and the big high-ranking male will be standing up quite tall. Then there is the lion's rug. Now, tigers would usually rather not say hello to other tigers the same way. Now, lions are the only wild cats that live in a family group made of females and a cub and a few males. Now, one reason lions live in these groups called pride is because they prey is quite large and they need help to catch them. Now, can you imagine, boys and girls, about bees? How do they feel? Well, if you're busy as a bee, then we know how it would be. Every day, honeybees fly out of their hive to search for nectar and pollen. Now, when they return with the food, each and every worker is greeted by the hive guard. So I don't think anybody can be lazy here. Now, each honeybee colony has its own special order, and each bee in the colony has the same smell. Now, bee sense of smell is in the last 8 joints of an antenna. Noah used to have antennas a long time ago on cars. But I don't think this is quite the same antenna. Now, with plot, these intruders will find their own hive where the guard's greeting will be a lot less rough. So they know if you're not with that particular hive, because every hive has a different smell. Now, the animals, they touch each other. And that's pretty handy. They live in very large groups made of related females and their children. Now, males live sometimes in an all-male group with their children, and they have very important greeting ceremonies to each family group because that helps them to stay friendly and close, just like I know that you have. So I've already seen some of you go to sleep. So let's play a music that we always play when we hear some of you go to sleep. So fast asleep. And it is. We'll find it because we always like to hear that song. Falling asleep? Sleep? Are you sleepy yet? I think some of you aren't. You're still wide awake. So you wanted to do a contest on who can fall asleep the quickest. Well, when we hear Just Like a Star by Kareem Bailey Ray, we'll find out who will go to sleep first. Here we go.
Star across my sky, just like an angel on the page. You have appeared to my life, feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you. You do it all the time, blowing out my mind. You got this look I can't describe. You make me feel
and I know that some of you have already fallen asleep, and we pretty much have done our job on what we're supposed to do. You're coming to Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories so that you can fall asleep and be able to not even know sometimes that you've even fallen asleep. So peaceful, you would not even know that day they're saying, I am not sleepy anymore. Anyone is going to bother me while I go to sleep, or I can't even sleep. I'm not sure. I should be playing. Oh my goodness. What am I going to do? Well, we have a few, since we have 7 minutes. I'm not sure what we should do, but I think that maybe we should get the covers and put them over us, or I think maybe we should say goodnight to some of the boys and girls that are on the West Coast. And I think that we should say goodnight to some of the boys and girls that are in the East Coast, some on the Pacific Coast. Oh, already know that some of you are, oh my goodness, having a hard time staying awake. Are you having a hard time staying awake, boys and girls? Do you still have some songs that you would like to hear play Because you're still not ready to fall asleep? Well, I know that one of the things that I wanted to say is that you are a friend, and you've got a friend in me. And Randy Neiman really sings this song, and we really like to hear it. We haven't heard it in a while. You got a friend.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old pal said. Boy, you've got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. If you got trouble, I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, we can see it through, 'cause you've got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
Well, boys and girls, you can reach us at AuntJo'sBedtimeStories@gmail.com. Block Radio Network, Rainbow Soul.
You got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
Boys and girls, let me fall asleep. Oh, I think I'm already falling asleep myself. I don't know how you could be able to stay awake falling asleep.
If I roar like a lion, does it make me a lion? If I bark like a dog, does it make me a dog? If I hiss like a snake, does it make me a cow? If
like a pig. Does it make me a pig? If I meow like a cat. Does it make me a cat? No, 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 no. I'm so much more than you can see. I've got life inside of me that makes me move, feel, and love. I can act a certain way and do all sorts of things, but in the end,
I'm me. Jill's Bedtime Stories, and we want to thank you so much for joining us on Sunday, because we also want to make sure, like what Charlie Hope said, I'm me, and we want to say good. And thank you for joining on Jill's Bedtime Stories, and we will see you later. I'm sure a lot of you have already fallen asleep. I bet you even your mom or your daddy might be sound asleep too. So thank you again for Blake Radio Network and joining us, and we'll see you real soon. Remember, you've got a friend.